the best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
You know who it is, it's Royce Lovett. You're listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show, all right?
What's going on? It's Marty.
And Fernie.
And we're Social Club. And you're tuned in to
the Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain.
Hey, it's Jessica Reedy, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wow, what's good? This your boy D1, and right now you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. You feel me?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy Aaron Cole, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. You're listening to my man DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live Show.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what up with it? It's your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Reverb. Reverb. And echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man.
Hey, what's up, family? This is DJ Rain. You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show, the syndicated talk show playing the best in Christian hip hop and urban gospel music. We also give the latest in news, interviews, laughter, and much, much, much more. Hey, I want to thank you for tuning into the show right here, right now on this station, or even checking out our podcast. But yo, you got to check out the live show. The live show airs every Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on ReverbLiveShow.com. And during the live show, you can post your comments, and we will read them live on the air. It's simple. It's easy. All you got to do is jump on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, or now streaming on YouTube Live. Post your comments, and we'll read them live on air, making you part of the live show. Listen, I'm not doing this by myself. I'm backed up by the amazing Reverb Live crew. Let's turn around the horn and see what's going on with the crew this episode. Miss Goldilocks Tracy, what's good?
Fee, five, four. Wait, no, that's not the right one.
That's
you said Goldilocks, right?
I don't even know.
Well, who's in Goldilocks? Oh, Goldilocks. Oh, let down your head. No, I thought that was Rapunzel.
That's Rapunzel. That's Rapunzel.
Oh, I said, Pippi Longstockings. Never mind.
I don't know Goldilocks.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, there's no
famous. Well, we ain't been kids in a long time.
Yeah, right.
Oh, goodness. All right, so I want to say play to win.
Okay.
Everybody, you always playing spades and all of that stuff. You ever play spades?
Yeah.
And whenever you don't know what's in your partner's hand, or you don't want to overcut your partner, you look at them like, give me some type of help, bruh.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Sis.
Something.
Give me something, because I don't want to play the wrong thing. And they tell you to what?
Play to win.
So usually when they tell you to play to win, that's technically talking across the board because... they saying, whatever you're going to do, I'm going to follow you, pretty much. But I wanted to let you know, guys, that you in a game with God. You in a game with God. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, man, we be in a game with God, and God, you be like, God, what to do? I don't know what to do. I don't know what step to take. God, like, play to win. I got you.
That's good.
I got you. So I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, you know what? When you got God as your partner in this game of life, man, play to win. So that's all I wanted to tell the folks today.
That's good. That's good. Play to win, y'all. That's good. That's good. Also going for the win, we got my man King D3. D3, what's up?
What's happening? What's happening, man? What's happening, listeners, man? We appreciate y'all checking in. And just know that y'all happen to be the individuals who checked in after our Heavenly Father. But as I always say, if you are after God, you are in the right position. So continue to follow him. I have no fancy intro with mine. I tried to think of something, you know, because it was beautifully put the way Professor T did that. Nonetheless, I wanted to ask a question. Like, we've been in this whole pandemic phase where we've been inside, and we've been doing virtual ministry, virtual this, virtual that. So is the aspect of evangelism from the doorstep and the corner and all of those things, will it come back? That was a thought I had in my head, and While having that thought, but it happened after I was approached at Walmart about, you know, God said, hey, do you know Jesus and can I share something with you? Mm. So, of course, it's like, yeah, I know Jesus. You can, you know, you can share what you want to share. So he had me read a scripture, and I can tell that he was the new guy practicing his pitch. His pitch, because he had the question that lined up with the scripture that lined up with the follow up.
Okay.
And that's listen, good practice. I don't hate it on it at all, because it was perfect. It was like, I got my playbook in place. I know how I'm going to get here. And when you're dealing with certain people, you're going to need that.
Yeah.
You're going to need, you know, the backup. So I just want to encourage all of the new individuals out there still ministering, still evangelizing, to do it with that fervor. And for folks like myself who has done it and do it time and time again, to not lose that level of fervor. And I think the most important thing I got from it was the efficiency that was still there, because you don't feel like you got the scriptures just already in the back of your head and I know it already. Mm-hmm. So it's like any question that was necessary, you know, you were humble enough to be prepared for.
Let me ask you this. If you already a saved brother, you go to church, you love the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you even like participate in that whole conversation?
I think as I know how it feels to be rejected when you're trying to minister.
So you just being nice to him and just throw him a bone?
I mean, heck, it's like I ain't even read my scripture today. What we got? I mean, so it was like I don't see a good time to say no, you know, no, bro, I'm good.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, have I had a bad attitude or been on the wrong side of a day before and done that? Yes, I have. I'm not even going to flex.
I'm going to tell God.
But, hey, he knew.
What was his lead-in? Like, can I share a scripture with you?
I think he pulled something from the aspect of, like, end time, something of that nature, which I was going to use for a whole nother check-in. Okay. But I respect the brother for sure.
But I don't think, because you started off with the question that said, do you think that
people are still doing it?
Are people still going to do it? Or is it this pandemic has changed it?
Yeah.
Man, I think that as long as you keep your mask on, you straight. Because everybody, look, okay, if you tell somebody where to find money at, or they got this and that and the third, or you explain to somebody, like,
that's true.
You know, somebody asked me, I think I had a business meeting with somebody who wanted to find out information on how to make their job or their business more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what I did? I sat and met with them.
Mm-hmm.
But if I wanted to tell them, if I was to tell that, if that conversation was about Jesus,
mm-hmm,
then, you know, what do we do one before the other? Do we change one out? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think if you can go to Walmart, you can go to church.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm that person.
Oh, that's heavy, T.
So, the pandemic will only affect you as much as you don't want it, as much as you want it to stop you.
Nice.
But then be creative. Be creative. Because, you know, of course you want to be wise, but I'm just saying, be creative with that thing.
Yeah. Don't be selective.
This week I celebrated my birthday weekend. It was pretty dope.
Man, how old you just turned, like 54?
I turned
59.
54 minus 10. Give me a math problem out there.
Okay.
So I'm in my Obama year now, the 4-4,
mm-hmm,
golden 4-4, and it was kind of weird. Like, I didn't really want to do anything. All I want to do was like go home and cut grass. That shows you how old I am. That was the highlight of my birthday. Yeah. I can go home and cut some grass, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then my wife and then my good friend of mine, Doug Jackson, was like, man, come on, let's do something. I'm like, well, allow people to. Allow people to celebrate you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's hard.
And I was like, oh, and it brought me back to our episode where it's like, yo, give people their flowers now.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be dead in the grave, Rain, before they say, man, Rain's a good guy.
Yeah.
He was nice. He was cool.
Yeah.
Let them do it now. They want to be around you. They want to celebrate you. They want to just treat you to something.
Mm-hmm.
Go to dinner. So I said, all right, man, you know what? Let's go to so-and-so this place. And we went out, me and my friend Doug Jackson, Luke, Charles, we went out, had a good time.
Had a
great time. Even linked up with some other people that were out there, had a good time with the people that were there. We were the life of the party.
All right.
Okay. Everybody wanted to see what we were doing, what we were talking about.
What was
about,
your birthday
man.
Meal?
A burger.
Like the biggest burger out there is like, because you said a burger, a like burger. It was the hugest thing.
But it was a two-hander, like you had to figure out how to attack
that's
this
a blessing.
Thing. Yeah, like, oh, I bite it on this side. Yeah. Well, no, it's going to be juicy on this so side. I'm going to bite it on this
it
side.
It was decent. It was decent. We played, what you call it, the little cornhole beanbag toss game. Mm-hmm. That was fun. We played Jenga a couple times. That was fun. But then I said, I made a goal to myself.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 22 years old, I could run. It's the Olympic times now, right? But when I was 22, I could run the 400 meter in 60 seconds. So one time around the track, and I can do it in 50 seconds. I mean, 60 seconds.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, that's decent. That's decent that's, shape, right?
That's good.
I'm not breaking any records, but hey, that's good shape. I'm 44 now.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot do that in 60 seconds. But my goal is
when
now.
When can you do it? What's your time?
I timed myself like a minute and 40, minute and 35, somewhere like that.
So you got to get it down like 40.
I got to get it down a lot.
Seconds.
40 seconds.
I got to get it down. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
So I was telling some friends about it, and they was like, you know what? Well, me and my guy, we're going to go up to train because we've been training for the past 3 weeks, and we're going to go up there. You want to come with us on Sunday? And I was like, yeah, let's go. So now I have trainers. Mm-hmm. These guys, they ran track in high school. Shout outs to Mike Bellows.
Bello. Okay.
He ran track in high school. He's a very fit guy. And also shout out to Dwayne Griffiths. He's also like, I don't know, 30-something years old. But he ran track in high school and ran track in college.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a vet at this thing. He's a walk-on. Took somebody's spot on the track team. Like, look, I got this.
Yeah.
And so they're both training me. They showed me how to do some exercise, and they're working me out, man. I was sore the next day.
So he was like, skip, hop, and you put that skip, knee, skip, knee.
Yeah, they were showing me all kind of techniques, man. I was like, this is cool. And I was like, man. So I was asking them questions like, you ever threw up in track practice? Like, yeah, I threw up in track practice. I said, oh, you did? Because my wife telling me stories about this because she's a past athlete.
Okay.
But he was telling me how, you know, you went one day and he ran so hard that he threw up. And I said, oh, man, that's too bad. I guess track practice was over that day. Mm-hmm. He was like, nah, I kept going. Oh.
I did. Well, for the record, if I throw up here, I will be leaving.
I'm not coming back, bro, for the next 5 years.
That's
how
I was in the band,
that.
In the March 100. I mean, people or any part of the marching band. Yeah, you throw up.
And you pass keep going?
Out. You get up, get some water, calm down, and get back on this field, girl.
Y'all
yes.
are athletes. Y'all are athletes for real, man. But that is my goal. I'm 44 now. I would like to run the 400 meters in 60 seconds or less within a month.
Within the month.
Month.
Love it. I got a goal too, but it ain't I don't know if it's going to happen in a month. I want to be able to do one pull-up.
Oh, that's hard.
I used to be able to like swing on the monkey bars like, ooh, like Curious George. Mm-hmm. But not currently, so.
People, we got a great show lined up. I hope you're in shape with us, man. Look, because we're gonna keep it rocking. We got an interesting topic. Anytime we have this guest comes in, get ready for the stories she's going to tell, all right? We have her coming up, Melinda Michelle, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Right after this, we got the Reverb Word of the Day. And also, we're going to check in with our live listeners. If you're in there checking in to our live show, please write something, post something, put a comment out there. We'll check you in right after this. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
I feel like I'm extra good today. All I get is blessings. It ain't no more stressing. Kinda feel like can't nobody stop me. Actually, I know they can't, cause I know God got me. I feel like I'm on a whole new wave of life. Yes. Woke up this morning feeling like I wanna save a life. Okay. Had to get it together, had to pray to Christ, cause I know that if I slip up, I'ma pay the price. So many things that we do, we know that it ain't right. It ain't. So tell me what we gotta do, we gotta make it right. So tell me how you feel now, don't it seem nice? I just had to cleanse myself and now I can see the light. I knew that when I made the choice, I wouldn't be the same.
Never.
Every single time I pray in Jesus' name.
Okay.
I know we wonder when and how we go achieve it.
Achieve
I promise
it.
That it's
is coming to you if you just believe it. And don't begin to doubt. Patience is a virtue. Gotta trust in God. He would never hurt you. Don't forget about him. Gotta put him first too. He gon' come through. You just gotta make the first move. Temptation is a mother. Watch your mouth. See, we tryna come from under. Can't go south. I just wanna see the other side of those clouds. God, let me in. I'm tryna sleep inside of your house. All I get is blessings, blessings. It ain't no more stressing, stressing. Kinda feel like can't nobody stop me. Actually, I know they can't, cause I know God got me. I wake up and it's a blessing, I know God got me. Every time I feel like stressing, I know God got me. Every time I'm second guessing, I know God got me. Every time I learn a lesson, I know God got me. Every time I feel I'm slipping, I know God got me. Every time I feel I'm tempted, I know God got me. Every time I feel I'm tripping, I know God got me. When I feel like something missing, I know God got me. Now everybody wanna be a pop star. Pop bottles and models like you a rock star. Be like, I just want some money and a nice car. Two hot girls and some shots at a fine bar. Oh, okay, okay, I see, so you that dude. The one who pray on Sunday and think it's all cool. Think you won cause you got money and some sick shoes. But you can't take none of that to heaven, so you still lose. So be careful cause we gotta get our actions right. On judgment day you wanna see some satisfaction, right? If I was you, I would be thankful that I have a life. I wanna see you grow, I wanna see you in the afterlife. All I get is blessings, blessings. It ain't no more stressing, stressing. Kinda feel like can't nobody stop me. Actually, I know they can't cause I know God got me. I wake up and it's a blessing, I know God got me. Every time I feel like stressing, I know God got me. Every time I'm second guessing, I know God got me. Every time I learn a lesson, I know God got me. Every time I feel I'm slipping, I know God got me. Every time I feel I'm tempted, I know God got me. Every time I feel I'm tripping, I know God got me. When I feel like something missing, I know God got me. All I get is blessings, blessings. It ain't no more stressing, stressing. All I get is blessings, blessings. It ain't no more stressing, stressing. All I get is blessings, blessings. It ain't no more stressing, stressing. Kinda feel like ain't nobody stop me. Actually, I know they can't cause I know God got me.
It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
Then they're ready for this one.
Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your 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 Bible in the hand.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crew is definitely in the building. Fofo Rain.
Master Minister Tracy.
And I don't know King D3. Well, I do know him, but y'all get the point.
So, man, have you, when the last time you ran around a track one time?
I ran around my, I haven't been to a track. I think tracks are overrated because my house is, has like a big loop.
Gotcha.
And well, I'm I used too to busy. Like tracks, though. It'd be too crowded around a certain part of the day.
My life just too busy to be like, ooh, I'm about to go to the track.
Yeah.
Or, ooh, I'm about to, it's just like.
I'm about to go hit the stadium stairs.
Yeah, it's like.
How long do you think it'll take you to run 400 meters?
Baby.
That's a good question, but I think I still got it. Not
think you
be,
still got it.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you young. It's all right. You young. I got
don't
kids.
Don't ask
I got
me.
Kids.
But it's been a while.
you should
test yourself.
You know, yeah. I'm gonna do that and report back to the crew.
Yeah.
So I won't be over here gassing myself. I'll be like heart check.
I'm gonna just give you a fictitious number.
Right.
60 seconds.
The biggest eye roll on the internet.
He rolled his eyes real good.
A hard my eyes roll. And my hair.
Right to the back.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, people, let's get into this reverb word of the day. Professor Tracy, what you got?
We've got Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 4, chapter 1. It says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Y'all, live a life in such a way that is worthy of the calling that you have received. That eliminate a lot of questions like, should I drink this? Should I go here? Should I talk to him or her? Should all of these questions, if you live a life in such a way that is worthy, y'all, I was looking at what happened. with the when a building in Miami fell down.
Oh, I seen that. Yeah.
At midnight. I mean, through the night. I would wake up.
It happened at night?
It happened. It said it was like 1:30, 2:30 or something like that in the morning.
Dear you sleep. Lord,
you got people in there sleep.
That's
you got people in there maybe cooking. Maybe somebody just came from sinning somewhere. Maybe they was in the middle of sin.
Yeah.
Who knows? But you don't know. And y'all live in such a way, though, that is worthy of the calling that God is giving you.
You don't know.
Because you don't know, yes. Mm. But then also, like, man, let me give you an example. I was at the gas station at Sam's. And this dude, he was just like, it was starting to rain real hard. I'm like, can you use a gas pump when it's raining? I was getting a little nervous. It did one like quick like lightning and boom. I need to get out my car?
Yeah.
You know, because I know you can't be on your cell phone.
Right.
If you didn't know that, y'all, you're not supposed to be on your cell phone.
I still don't know why, but sure.
Wow. Well, you're an engineer. I heard it like it sparks and all of that stuff. Who knows? But don't do it, y'all, because it's on the gas pump. Don't be on your phone.
Right.
So, but anyway. So there was a dude next to mine. He was like, man, my machine ain't working. Your machine working? And I was like, yeah, I'm not having no problems. It's pumping gas, too, and everything. Yeah. So he said, he looked, and he dropped the big cuss word, mm-hmm. like big F word.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, father.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? We get it. We get it.
And so I was like, whoa. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to try to see if I can witness to this dude.
Oh.
Right?
Wow.
At first, I was like, nah, it's raining. But I was like, I'm going to just do it. So next thing you know, what happens is I get out the car. Let me invite you to church. Hey, man, here's my church. Do you have a church in town? He's like, nah, I just moved into town. I'm actually an ordained minister. You get my point.
Ray almost missed.
You get my point.
Darn, y'all missed
and I was like, oh, wow. And so this scripture right here made me think, especially with all the things that's going on in the world,
mm-hmm.
live in such a way as a prisoner of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
not of yourself, not of your flesh, as a prisoner of the Lord, then I urge you to live a life that's worthy of the calling you have received. I don't know if everybody else is like that or not, or if you come across Christians that may be that way. But you know they have bitter and sweet water in their mouths at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the only thing that causes us not to be seen as living in a way that honors the Lord.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just saying, I'm being challenged with it too. I ain't perfect.
Right.
Because just as sure as the dude said it out loud, I may have said something like that before in my head as a Christian.
Yeah.
And as Master Minister Tracy and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, y'all, you know, it's a challenge for me as well as everybody else. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
As a prisoner of the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. You received the calling. Y'all received the word that says you're going to be blessed. You better receive this calling of salvation. Shit. Receive this calling of sharing your faith. Receive this calling of living a life that's holy to the Lord.
Ooh, amen, amen. That's good. He said a big cuss word. Not even a little one. Like, oh, shoot.
You had to go like mid alphabets for this one.
Not mid alphabets. You had to dig deep for it, huh?
Yes.
All right, man. All right, let's see who's checking into the Reverb Live show. Who we got?
Man, let me go through our files, man. We definitely got the infamous Monique the Voice checking in.
Oh, hey, yeah, boss lady.
She gave Tracy the Professor a big shout out, which said Tracy got the Mary J braids. They cute.
Period.
We got the Light 77 checking in, and he checking in. He dropping the scripture for us, saying, hey, I got this scripture. I wrote it down for everybody to see. So I'm gonna go ahead and pin that comment. And of course we had a little technical difficulty offline, but Summer Donna definitely checked in with us, and she'll be coming back.
Summer. People, when we come back, we're gonna check in with this amazing author. She always talks about spiritual warfare. And man, the stories she tells, the books she has written, the events she has coming up surrounding spiritual warfare is amazing. You gotta stick around for this. I love it when she tells the stories as if seeing demons is just a regular occurrence for her. Like, oh yeah, I told him to go and get out of here. Like, you talking to demons? Yes. Stay tuned and hear from all of this. Melinda Michelle coming up. Bottom of the hour, a Reverb Live show with DJ Rain.
That gives you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
K to the second letter. On what you did, how you smash your first week sales, and they like your numbers, make vaccines that heal weak sales. You grab your money, go somewhere besides yourself. I'm going with our voice, where they got them bullets flying like it's PowerPoint, and then I'm going down to Hocko, with your chances of making it out of Flocko. I'm with the Southside kids that I reach age, and then head for the keys like spring break, cause I believe that we intervene with a knees great, and go and beat chain. Let me talk about it, I get it poppin', poppin', you probably got a partner, before they can stop me, gotta cut my power like I'm Amish. Hold the torch up high in the dick dog, the dream works no matter how bad the pics are, cause I see how bad the globe is, but they don't know how bad our hope is, they don't know how bad we want this, it ain't where we at, boys, where we goin'. Success is up to you, but that's hard when you got 12 years of whack schools. So it's rap or it's facts. Either way, you get them bars. When they give up, we get charged. What's the system to our God? We don't fight for the W, but we fight from a W. Never said it wouldn't be trouble, but he bring trouble to whatever trouble. Sure. I struggle through multiple valuable things that are wonderful. What? We suffer through hustle, through what the trophy wants to humble you. Humble you, take you and break you and make you do another dude. Take away any other truth. He's the one that can cover you. Aight! Wait on it. Tomorrow we live. He making all things new. Making all things new. To the paralyzed and he gon' dance. Tell breast cancer that she won't win. Tell racism that he gon' end. What he doesn't heal now, homie, he gon' den. Let's go!
The best urban gospel show, airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah, they were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was all.
News, interviews, and laughter. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, well, reverb, well. To me, my flesh is so good, so my please turn up your effect. Reverb, hold on. Reverb, ooh, ooh, ooh. Through my heart,
Reverb Live Show. Reverb Live Crew is in the building. DJ Rain.
Tracy the Professor.
And I'm not ready, D3.
People, I telling y'all, man, we have an amazing interview coming up for you. And I don't know if you missed the first time we've in it. She's been on our show like 3 or 4 times already. Ooh. And always talking about the same thing, spiritual warfare.
Spiritual warfare
is a real thing out there. And I don't want to call her an expert, but she knows what she's talking about. It. She's written books about it, and she got the receipts
to show. I think you could call her an expert. She's like, she's definitely a strategist, like spiritual warfare strategist.
Is that a thing? A spiritual warfare strategist?
Yeah.
Nice, nice.
I'm sure she's going to talk about it.
In the building right now, we got our girl, our friend, our author, Miss Melinda Michelle. Miss Melinda Michelle, how are you?
I'm great and tired. How y'all doing?
Yeah,
we good now that you're here because we know that we safe and we covered.
We straight. We
straight. Blood.
I come with angels. I do.
Yeah, we covered. We ready.
I'm nervous. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, man. The last time she was on the show, D, you got scared because the stuff she was talking about was real stuff.
I'm not going to use the word scared as a male because I got my ego on right now. I'm going to use cautious.
It was a challenge.
It was a challenge. Yeah, I was challenged.
You had a heart check.
I had a heart check.
Well, for those that have never heard of her before, let's lay the foundation, first of all. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and I guess you're an author, but tell us some of the books that you have written.
Okay, my name is Melinda Michelle, and I am an author of, as of tomorrow, I think it'll be 27 books.
Yes.
27. I'm from Sanford, Florida. I was born in Jacksonville, and I got stuck in Tallahassee just like y'all. FWPC did it to us all, right?
Yeah.
You went to school here in Tallahassee.
I went to FAMU. I'm a Rattler. My major was accounting. My master's is in business and finance.
How you go from numbers and business to spiritual warfare?
Fooling around with Rev, making you obey the voice of the Lord.
Who
is Rev? Pastor Cyrus Fells Flanagan, the founder of the Family Worship and Praise Center. our spiritual father. And he just pushed purpose so hard. And, you know, I was praying about it and, about 10 years ago, God told me to quit my job, which I thought I was quitting to pursue accounting. And he was like, yeah, no, remix. Mm. Plot twist. Oh, is this what we're doing? Really?
And he said, I want you to go quit your job and do spiritual warfare.
No, he just said, it's time to leave. And I procrastinated for about 6 months because I had a good job. I had a good paying job with a 401k.
Yeah.
It was a problem. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to just wait like 6 months. You know what I'm saying? To save up some coins or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, hell broke loose on that job. That was not the work of the Lord. He was like, I said, get out. So about 5 months later, I was like, let me go ahead and do what God told me to do. But it wasn't until, now I had been playing around with the first book for 2 years. I had no intention of doing nothing with that book. Mm-hmm. And once I quit, that's when he started really beginning to speak to me. And I went to a meeting. Tracy, you told me about the Tallahassee Authors Network.
I was about to talk about your book, too.
Yeah, the Tallahassee Authors Network. And I went there, and they were like, oh, well, you have to read something. I was like, huh, what? They made me read it, and everybody was like, when is the book coming out? No, we're not doing that. And they literally forced me to publish that first book, and then God kind of just went from there. So I have a series called The Chronicles of Warfare that's based on Ephesians 6, 12, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So it tells the point of view from the angels, the demons, and the humans. Mm. I have a love series with interracial people that kind of tackles racism through the lens of Christianity and unconditional love. And then I have some standalones. And then my new series, I'm super excited about it. It's Lil Ratchet. You know me. I'm Lil Ratchet, Lil Ratchet.
Rascal?
Yeah. Ratchet. Now, it's urban Christian. It's called It's Real in These Spiritual Streets. And the first set of books is about cycles. So it's dealing with generational curses in this one family. The matriarch dies, and then all the family secrets start spilling out, and everybody gets exposed.
Now, we have some people on Facebook Live giving you shout-outs. We have Sherelle Dennis Burns. She said, Melinda Michelle is the GOAT. Okay? She said, Melinda Michelle is the GOAT. We also have Brittany, Lady B, who used to be a part of the Reverb Live show, is checking in saying, hey, Reverb Live crew, how's it doing?
Yo.
We also have Daily Ray. But I know him as Rashawn. I know him as Rashawn, checking in the building. We also have Mia Edwards checking in. Back in the day, old school Mia checking in with us.
Mia.
Yep.
Know Mia.
All these folks coming in, checking in and saying, hey, y'all.
They're coming in because you're on the show. She has an amazing devoted following.
My readers are hardcore. Yeah. Yeah, I'm right, super blessed.
Let's explore the first spiritual warfare book,
The
Chronicles of Warfare. In it, you had some names of characters and things that happened to these people. Give us like a good excerpt from one of these books that would clinch someone's attention. And you'd be like, you know what? I need to go read. I need to catch up with her and read these books.
The Angel of Death becomes a character.
A character.
I Ooh. Thought he just came in to snatch some souls mm-hmm. because they was being foul, right? Mm-hmm. But he actually ended up becoming a character in the next book, which is Watchful Wednesday. The enemy attacked a baby girl. She's a toddler, mm-hmm. and he tried to come for her, and the Angel of Death got so. What's the word? Righteous indignation mm-hmm. that he asked the captain of the host, could he protect her? And he fought for her, and then he joined the battle.
Oh, wow.
And the way that God showed me the Angel of Death, I've never seen him display like that before. He is made out of black diamonds, and his armor is red. His eyes, when he blinks, they flash the colors of the rainbow as a promise that God will never use him to destroy the earth by water again. And his wings are black satin. They're tipped in red. He's really dope. So he's Ooh. Basically like...
Yes.
Savage. You can't really do anything with him because his and then actually I had a vision in one of the books. Rev was talking about that. It was either Rev or Quincy. No, it was Quincy because it was a
and she's talking about Pastor Quincy of Family Worship and Praise Center.
Pastor Quincy. It was a communion service and he was talking about they said the baby had no heartbeat.
Mm.
But when the baby was born, the baby was fine. And so I literally saw the Angel of Death putting his hands on the belly to mimic death to keep the enemy away. And he turned into crystal diamond so you couldn't see him.
Wow.
And so bling, that's bling. The kind of stuff I'm in church. Everybody always asks me on live stream, like, why you be looking so crazy? Because he's giving me visions usually when it's heavy worship or something pastor might say. He'll start downloading visions and I'll see all this stuff like playing out right in front of me like a
movie. So he's giving you these imageries and these storylines and you're just penning them.
Yes.
We have some people on the live up here checking out saying, go Melinda Michelle. Yes, we don't play about her. Facts. If you haven't read any of her books, you missing out.
Yeah,
we have a Darlene Andrews in the building too.
That's
saying, go Melinda. talk about it, boo. Grace BFF. That's one of the characters. Grace BFF, the Angel of Death. It sounds like when you explained this angel, though, I ain't gonna lie. It sounds like, you know, if we were all like angels in here, mm-hmm. like he would be like the fine angel.
Listen, some of my readers are like in love with him, and I'm like, y'all, he's the angel. Like, now you know how that flood started with the angels, you know, messing with the women. I'm saying. So I just write them like however I see them, and all of the angels are different ethnicities and they're different ranks. I mean, you have the naval angels that are in the water, and when I wrote about the Pacific coast, those naval angels were different, mm-hmm. and they fought differently. And I recently visited the West Coast, and the warfare was real. So I was like, let me get back to the East Coast.
And so is the
traffic. To the demons that I know, because these ones over here do too much.
All right, let's talk about that. Can you see spiritual warfare?
I can. I have seen it in dreams. I have seen it in visions, and I have seen it in real life.
That's my gift.
I'm a seer.
Okay, so when for us that are not seers,
okay.
we just Bible readers and TV watchers. Explain. Tell us. What are you seeing?
John the Revelator. In Revelations, where he talks about being on the island of Patmos and how he saw everything, and he mm-hmm. wrote, I'm a scribe for the kingdom.
Yeah.
And so seers, they see it and then they scribe what they saw.
Okay.
Okay. And so
describe to us what you saw on the West Coast.
On the West Coast, I didn't see anything on the West Coast. I felt stuff on the West Coast, like shenanigans. My phrase is really in these spiritual streets. In 2016, a friend of mine, she was like, hey, let's go to breakfast. I was like, okay, cool. We'll go. She was like, where should we go? I said, I don't know. She was like, I'm going to pray about it. And see, I said, that's deep. You know what I'm saying? She was like, well, God said, let's go to the Village Inn, you know, over there on, like, off Raymond Dio.
Okay.
And I said, okay, cool. So we minding our business, eating. This pastor walks up to me and starts prophesying to me. He was like, God told me to tell you, right?
Was he on?
Like, he was on. And he was like, he repeated something that I heard. Three times, and he told me one of the things he said is he said Tallahassee isn't big enough for you. He said you got to make connections in Texas, Arizona, and LA. I was like, okay. So you know how you get a prophecy and you start to try to make stuff happen, and I'd be like, okay, yeah, it didn't work. So I already had an invitation to come to Dallas, Texas, and so I did that shortly after. When I got there, God definitely revealed some stuff to me, and then. Arizona, I was like, it's Arizona, it's the desert, like, where am I going? Like, it's the state, like, where am I going? And he kept saying, you need to get your PhD, and I was like, boy, bye, anybody got to, for what, for how, why, that's not a thing, like, God never told me that. He said it like three times, and I was like, dude, I'm not doing it unless God says do that. And y'all pastor randomly off the cuff said something about a PhD in a sermon one time, the thing quickened in my spirit. Ooh. I said, oh, okay. So one morning I was up about 6:30 in the morning vacuuming, which was a miracle in itself, and I started thinking about it. I started thinking about a PhD, and I said, okay, God, this must be you. Literally went down a rabbit hole and found social psychology at Walden University, was registered, and started like 2 months later. And I was nervous about it because it was so random. It was a plot twist. And I said, Lord, how do I know that I'm in the right place, in the right program? And a friend of mine came in town and she asked me what I was doing for the summer. I said, oh, I got to go to Phoenix for my first residency for my PhD. And I was like, duh, that's Arizona. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, cool, cool. I kept trying to get to LA, but it would never work. Like, it would never work. So I let it go. And DJ and my bestie conspired against me for my 40th birthday, and he told me I was going to Dallas. I was actually going to California, Pasadena, and went to LA, and Pastor recently preached Go Big or Go Home.
Yeah.
And he said, wherever your feet tread, that's where you that's your territory.
Yeah.
And so I told DJ, I was like, hey, I don't know what you got planned. I say, but if we can go to LA, that would be great, because I think I need to tread on that territory. I remember that prophecy from 2016. And he was like, okay, but then he told me I was going to Dallas. I wasn't paying for it. So I was like, okay, cool. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. I just want to get out of Tallahassee. And so then find out I was going to Pasadena. My bestie lives out there. And that was my first time there. And so I went to the Walk of Fame and I went to the Hollywood. I made sure that I treaded on the places that I saw in a vision.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And but getting there was crazy. Like, it took us about, it was just crazy, just the warfare getting there, the delays and everything, and we had to circle. Our flight got delayed for the weather, so we missed the connect. We couldn't go to Dallas. We had to go to Denver. Denver has a whole bunch of spiritual drama. I don't know if y'all have ever read about conspiracies about Denver Airport. Oh, wow. It's all kind of foolishness going on. It's the largest one. It's underground. It's the largest airport in the United States. So we got stuck in Denver. We were flying around until the plane was about to run out of gas because we couldn't land.
Oh.
So he had to go to Montrose to land to get some fuel, and we just waited there until we were able to go back to Denver.
A plane had to land.
He had to land in another city to get fuel.
To fly back
up to Denver. And so finally, we finally got to Pasadena, and I was like, yeah, I don't know what's over here, but I think that, you know, that was connected to that. That was connected to that prophecy. So it was a lot of crazy stuff went down. It definitely went down. But
we are here talking to Melinda Michelle, author, and I like how you worded spiritual warfare strategist. I love that. We're gonna take your comments when we come back. But you are having a spiritual warfare conference.
I am.
Tell
so
us
excited
about
it.
That when we get back to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
When the Saints come marching in, we roll so deep that they can't believe we sold out seats and them CDs. Please don't sleep on the beat. I beat up these, still don't get it what you keep up, please. We ain't no heroes for sale. If you bought one, better keep your receipts. Okay, I get it. I know what they're thinking. We some kumbaya singing corny Christians. Keep your distance. Buy a ticket to a concert. Pay a visit. Think it's odd. We them blues brothers. 116 on a mission from God. I don't think they get it. I really think what they gotta do is see it to believe it. I wasn't planning on leaving them. Giving a microphone with no gimmicks. I really live it. So the nigga made a good note, but I don't get them. And if you ever wanna get it, we'll tell them to come and get it. I put them to walk out and tell them we really with them. They're thinking that I'm tripping because I'm living for more than just rapping. Well, that's what happens when the Saints go marching in. Go marching in. When the Saints go marching in. When the Saints go marching in. Saints go marching in. Saints go marching in. Saints go marching in. Boy sold out, no promo. Yeah. Tell they give it 2 years, it'll go cold. But they worse got eight like Ocho. I'ma give it 300. In the street, probably wanna see us go on. But we in it, we in it, we live it, we get it. Our car gon' do what it want on. We favorite, the aroma is that I got saved. Married to the rock and I'm faithful to take these words Beyonce. You know to feel like we famous, but the world don't know what our name is. But heaven knows us, baby. The last book of life is that A-list, so I bow. I'm so rich and I ain't talking about cheddar, but I bank on Christ. Go and talk to the teller, cut a check that I get, I be cashing forever. Bad for the same time, get the thank God, they be lacking to pay debt. Think it's straight man, we ain't lacking the thing back with the fake pay. By the blood of the lamb, that is paid, that is paid. Oh, when the Saints go marching in, go marching in. When the Saints go marching in, go marching in. When the Saints go marching in, Saints go marching in. Saints go marching in, Saints go marching in. Okay. You've been told about us, but we gon' love them even though they doubt us, doubt us. Yes, we just visiting it like we some out of towners. Got them asking us how is this guy turned out in the shouters. Like, hold up, we done made it think we better. Cow is perfect, no level, but we glad to be Cow Saints. Cause Pop Cow is sad in them letters. We set apart for the Savior. He's led our hearts to the maker. Forget the
art. Reverb Live Show, any minio with the Saints go marching in. Reverb Live Crew's in the building. DJ Rain.
Spiritual Warfare Tracy.
And Dodger Demon D3.
Yeah.
We do have Miss Melinda Michelle, author and spiritual warfare strategist in the building. Thank y'all so much for joining the live show. If you got some comments out there, put it out there. Tracy, there's got to be a way where people can identify types of spiritual warfare going on around them, right?
Assuming. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know how we do this, but can you... It's always around us. Melinda, it's always around us, but how can people identify it? How can people fight it? How can people
I'm thinking about
themselves?
Like, you know, the person that's driving in the car who they don't know that they feeling like they under pressure, they feeling some kind of way about life, you know, they may be actually dealing with spiritual warfare. They may be having some other things going on in their lives. I mean, help people out. Help people out.
All right. Spiritual warfare 101. So this is a strange scripture to tie to spiritual warfare, but God gave it to me in my first conference, right? Proverbs 26:11, as a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool repeats his foolishness. Mm. So one of the ways to recognize spiritual warfare, or actually a couple of ways, cycles, patterns, oppression, you know what I'm saying, bondage, idolatry, and dabbing in spiritual dimensions. Like if you've ever opened yourself up to other spiritual dimensions, What's you giving like access? Like? So like psychics, tarot cards, mediums, dream work, witchcraft, Ouija boards, like that stuff that people tend to play around with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The spiritual realm is real. There is a cosmic battle going on between good and evil. And we are, like Rev used to tell us all the time, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. Mm-hmm. And so your spirit is going to recognize that. And so when you have those, when you see yourself making repeated cycles, when you see something that happened in your grandmother's generation, it was in your mother's generation, mm-hmm. it was in your, now it's in your generation, you're facing the same demons or battles that they did. You might not call it a demon, you know what I'm saying? You might, I get triggered the same way, you know what I'm saying? You might use the, because you know this new generation, they go to therapy now, and so they're using the psychology buzzwords, you know what I'm saying? And so there is a human way to explain some of these things, but at the end of the day, especially for a Christian. Now, one thing I will say, even if you don't believe in the spirit realm, you're not exempt from it. So ignorance is not bliss when it comes to the spirit realm, because you can have an unsaved person. And I know y'all have seen this, talking to an unsaved person and you're listening to what they're going through and you're like, like you're dealing with spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. You can hear it, or they're in cycles and they don't know what to call it because they don't know what to name it. Yeah. So basically, if you're not treating it as spiritual warfare, because the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places.
How do we become spiritually sharp, or sharpen the spirit? How can we sharpen our spiritual senses?
Spending time with God and studying. And you have to know if your weapons are not, and my other favorite scripture, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So if they're not natural, what are they? They're spirit. What are your spiritual weapons? Okay, you got prayer, you got fasting, you got obedience, you have worship. Worship is a powerful, powerful weapon. I want to say in my book, Temptation Tuesday, and then in my handbook from the first conference, the Black Handbook, I break down some of the spiritual weapons. And when I broke it down in Tuesday, God gave it to me as bullets. So like prayer, maybe a 9mm, because that's just basic. Like you as a Christian, you should be praying. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about a monologue where you're always ranting and raving to God and it's one-sided. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking to God and you're waiting for him to respond, right? And you're listening when he responds and being obedient to whatever he, you know, told you to do. And then there's fasting. You would be surprised how many Christians don't fast, don't know how to fast, don't even, it's not even a part of that. But again, we were raised by Rev, and that's all we did was fast. We used to be real skinny. And so, you know, and then you have worship. And he likened it unto a .22 caliber bullet, and even though it's the smallest bullet, it does the most damage and it's killed the most people, because when it enters your body, it doesn't exit, it ricochets all over. So it might go in one place, tear up a whole bunch of stuff, and then go out somewhere else. So worship is extremely powerful, and one of my favorite worship scriptures are Psalms 149 and 150. And if you ever read it, even if you read it, you know how people don't understand the King James versions? I love the King James version for Psalms and Proverbs, because you can memorize them, because it's like a, it's like poetry, right? So Psalms 149 and 150, read it. It's violent as all get out. Like, and it's talking about praise, and this is what praise does. And the beautiful thing about praise, it does not say you have to be a Christian. It says everything that has breath.
Good point.
Praise the Lord.
Good point. We're sitting here talking to Melinda Michelle, author and spiritual warfare strategist. Speaking about strategy, you're having a spiritual conference to talk about strategies in warfare. Tell us about, I've never heard of a spiritual warfare conference. What do you do there? Y'all praying and slapping demons all day? What
we
you doing?
We are teaching and training. After, when my book started coming out, I used to get all kind of messages and stuff from people like asking me questions. And I used to be afraid of this. Nobody talks about this. And, you know, now I don't think that I'm crazy, because your character, I've seen this, I've dealt with this. The way you describe your angels, I've seen an angel. He looked like that, like that type of vibe. So then people would ask me questions. And y'all know Zanelle? She used to fuss at me. She said, why don't you just teach this stuff? I was like, okay. So people would reach out to me and tell me whatever they're going through. And then I would give them a warfare strategy, which involved fasting and praying and just whatever the Holy Spirit gave me. And so one day I was praying and God said spiritual warfare strategies. I'd never heard that before. And I was like, oh, okay, that's what it is. And so then through a series of saying yes to God, it led to the conference. So I do it annually. The first one was called Spiritual Warfare Basic Training, Spiritual Warfare 101. was like beginners. Second one kind of dealt with culture, witchcraft, or whatever it was called, waging war. It taught you how to fight, right? And this one is called It's Really New Spiritual Streets. Matter of fact, when he gave me the title, I was like, oh, here we go. Mm-hmm. It's going to be some foolishness. So I'm super excited about it because every year we have a panel discussion. And this year's panel discussion is angels and demons. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna, our panelists have encountered angels and or demons. Their spiritual eyes are open and various like discernments. Meeting angels that look human. Like we've got all the dimensions of it. And of course I have... I can pull any story out, you know. So I'm super excited about it. Mm-hmm. But at this year's conference, this is about empowering you to go out and conquer what you want. It all started with the book study we did, Fervent, and God kind of opened my eyes to strategic prayer. Like, I do warfare strategies, but it never occurred to me to do strategic prayer. Because there are so many different... All the prayer scriptures, it's a different strategy for prayer. But strategic prayer is very different. And I started strategically praying over my life because 2020 was so whack. It was just trash. Like, and I just felt like life was just happening to me. Like, you know what? Mm-hmm. No, I am a child of the Most High God. I have dominion. And it is time for me to walk in it, right? So I started strategically praying and seeing stuff steadily shift. So in this year's conference, we're going to be teaching about the Book of Destiny, which is so dope. God opened my eyes to that in Psalms 139. I'm so excited about that. That's how you find out your purpose. That's how you find out what's written about you in the books in heaven. So once God writes it, right? It's his word, so it can't return into him void. Boom. But you got to be in tune to know what was written about you. And that's your promise, right? We're talking about walking in authority, how you walk in authority, because last year we talked about dominion and your spiritual rank. Have you ever asked God, who are you? How are you ranked spiritually? You got some generals, you got some captains, you got some lieutenant. You have authority. If you listen to people on the dark side, there is a Satanist that got saved. His name is John Ramirez. Mm-hmm. And he was a general in the satanic realm. Now he's a general for Christ. So everybody has a spiritual ranking. And you need to seek God and ask because you need to know what kind of authority you have. Like if you're a general, you don't need to be walking around acting like a petty officer or a lieutenant or a captain. You know what I'm saying? If you're you need to know who and what you are so you know what authority you have. So we did that last year. This year we're talking about walking in authority. What gives you access to your authority? That type of vibe. And the other one is strategic prayer. And the last one is Jesus, fix it. It's not coming to me. There's one more session. Mm-hmm. It's really dope. I can't think of the name of it right now, but I can look on my website and tell you.
While she gets that up, y'all, I can attest. I've been to all of her conferences, and I even catch some of her live streams that she does on social media. All of the stuff is good, and I guarantee you, all of you who are out there listening, that you will definitely gain some spiritual insight as to this spiritual warfare that we're fighting.
Now, is it a one-day conference, two-day conference? And how can they register?
Yes, this year is a one-day conference. Mm-hmm. It's going to be September 18th. We're going to have 5 a.m. prayer, but that is virtual. And then the conference starts from 10 to 4, and then we have the panel discussion at 6:30. You can register on my website.
That's gonna be the fire.
It is. You can register at my website at melindamichelle21.com. The fourth session is called The Enemy of Time. And so a lot of us get discouraged as we're waiting for our promise to come through because the world is such an instantaneous place that we forget that God is a God of process, right? And so we're going to give you some weapons of warfare while you're waiting and how not to get distracted or caught up and miss what God has for you.
That's good. That's good.
We have a Lady B. She's on here saying, I hope people are taking notes. Expose the enemy, Melinda Michelle. Also, you can check out her stuff on Amazon. As well.
Yes. All my books are on Amazon.
All your books. Right.
Melinda Michelle. Well, not the new series. The new series is exclusively on Patreon. And it's a $2 a month subscription, but they don't go live to the rest of the world until October.
Memories of a Mistress.
Memoirs
of a Mistress. It's a little ratchet, but it's Christian.
It is. It is. It's a little ratchet, a little righteous. You know, Jesus is for everybody.
Yes. How can people keep up with you? Social media, email, everything.
Social media on Instagram is Melinda Michelle 21. Facebook is Melinda Michelle, and Twitter is Melinda Michelle without the last E.
Gotcha. People, it's going to be some good things going on at this conference. I just want to tune in to hear the angels and the demons part. It may scare me, but it may scare me to be more spiritually aware of what's going on around me.
So you all right, King D?
Y'all see, I've been
quiet, bro. I'm praying. People, that's it for this hour of the Reverb Live Show. Man, I wish we can stay and hang out a little bit more, but that's it. Depending on your station's programming, we'll come back to you.
SoundCloud, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, like, comment, and share our material, especially when we got guests this dope.
And if you have any questions, topic ideas, or you just want to show us some love, hit us up at info@reverbliveshow.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you for checking out the Reverb Live Show. We'll see you next time.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rave.